Shall we pray? Father, we again come before you this morning with gladness in our hearts and lives. We worship you, the beauty of holiness. You truly are worthy, Lord, of our adoration, our thanksgiving. And you inhabit the praises of your people. And Father, we worship you this morning. We feel our need again this morning of you to speak to our hearts. Use your word, feed our souls, impart into our lives something of eternal value that we can grow thereby. We commit these few moments of time into your hands. We're here because we desire to lift your name up and to glorify you. And we feel our need, this morning of you, of more of you. Do your work in each one of our hearts, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Greetings to all of you this morning. It's good to be here again. It's called to have an opening meditation this morning. And that's my heart, that it would be a meditation for us all, including myself. I include myself in this. To inspire us. To encourage us, to motivate us. And if I was to put a title on these few thoughts this morning, I would say, the Word of the Lord. And I would like for us, just for a moment, to consider, maybe try to convince us, to take the Word of God and write them on the tables of our hearts. To read it, to study it, to memorize it, to read it again, to apply it, and to live it. The phrase came to me last week in my quiet time. The Word of the Lord. And my thoughts went from there. And this morning I want to share some of those. And also, I'm going to make some reference to some scripture. Maybe to whet your appetite to dig in the Word yourself, as I've been trying to, if you haven't already. Think of the verse in Matthew 4. The temptation of Jesus there in the wilderness. When Satan came to him to turn the stones into bread, Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. The Word of the Lord. Are we like Pharaoh to ask, who is the Lord? And Paul on the road to Damascus, who art thou, Lord? Who is this Lord? He is the self-sufficient one. The self-existent one. He don't need no one else to exist. He's the incomprehensible one. The holy one. He's omnipresent. He's omniscient. Psalm 139. He's full of wisdom. He's the sovereign one, the eternal one. He inhabiteth eternity. Isaiah 57, verse 15. Thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and the holy place. That is his dwelling place in eternity. Without the beginning of life, without the end of days. That's his dwelling place, the Lord. Jehovah is his name. Isaiah 42:8, he's a jealous God. My glory will I not give to another. He's a sovereign one. He ruleth and reigneth in the heavens. That is His throne. And the earth is His footstool. The beasts cry out in Revelation 4:8 before His throne, day and night. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. Who is the Lord? He's our God and Father, in and whom we worship this morning. And it is His Word. The Word of the Lord. The veil was rent, and now we have access into it. Into what the Holy God of Heaven, the Lord Jehovah is His name. Where there is communion, there is fellowship, there is oneness, there is togetherness, and many other things. He is our loving Father that cares. He is a merciful God that delivers. He is a gracious God, slow to anger, full of compassion. The list goes on. It is His Word that we're talking about. The Word of the Lord. Whose Word is it? The Lord's. The Bible. The Word of God is not just a mere collection of vocabulary. They are purposeful words with a purposeful meaning, with a purposeful message. They are the words of life. His Word will never change. I think of mathematical facts. We can't. Like, was it one of the greats that tried to change what 2 plus 2 is? That will always stay the same. 1 plus 1 will always be 2. 2 plus 2 will always be 4. You won't change that. That will always stay the same. And so will God's Word. I tell my children to memorize the multiples from 1 to 10 in school because they never change. So is God's Word. We can memorize it without fear of changing in the next generation. Praise the Lord. Isn't that a blessing? We have that surety that God's Word will never change. God will never change. He's immutable. God's Word is eternal Word, also applies to us in this generation. It hasn't changed. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth. But the Word of the Lord, the Word of our God, shall stand forever. John the Revelator, first chapter, on the Lord's Day, heard a great voice as of a trumpet, loud voice. And there were words spoken. The first chapter of Revelations. Verse 10. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And what thou seest write in a book. And send it to the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus and unto Smyrna, unto Pergamos and unto Thyatira, to Sardis, and unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. But the verse I want to get here is in verse 16. He had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went the sharp two-edged sword. As his word comes forth, it cuts. In Hebrews 4:8, we have this verse, that God's word is powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, of joints and marrow. Next time when you go to butcher, try to do that. Try to take your knife and cut the bone. God's Word penetrates even the thickest and hardest obstacles. It can reach thought and break down the hardest of hearts. It is the eternal Word of God that who without beginning of days or end of life, stands supreme over and above anything and everything. Though the worlds and the heavens pass away, God says, my word shall stand throughout all eternity. The word of the Lord. In history, some feared the word of the Lord. Some despised it. Some did according to the word of the Lord, and some obeyed it. Some showed the word of the Lord. To some it was precious. Some rejected the word of the Lord. Some fulfilled the word of the Lord. Some shared the burden of the word of the Lord. What will it be for you and I? So take God's word. Write it on the tables of your heart and live thereby. The message is beautiful. As for God, His way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler, a shield to all that trust in Him. That was the Old Testament. We read a few verses out of the New Testament. 1 Thessalonians 1:8. Paul is saying, from you sounded out the word of the Lord. They must have went out preaching. 2 Thessalonians 3, finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified even as it is with you. May that also be our prayer this morning. That the word of the Lord would have free course in each one of our lives and be glorified. Peter remembered the word of the Lord when the cock crew. It must have been there in his mind for it to be remembered. So shall it be with us. If it's not there, it's going to be hard for us to remember it. So may we put it on the tables of our hearts. Acts. In Acts, they preached the word of the Lord. 1 Peter is a beautiful chapter there. I encourage you to read it. He says all those things in verse 25, but the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. The Bible, there it stands. Century follows century. There it stands. Empires rise and fall and are forgotten. There it stands. Kings are crowned and uncrowned. There it stands. Emperors decree its extermination. There it stands. Despised and torn to pieces. Storms of hate swirl about it. Atheists rail against it. Unbelief abandons it. There it stands. Higher critics deny its claim to inspiration. Radicalism rants and raves about it. There it stands. The tooth of time gnaws but makes no dent in it. Devotees of folly denounce it. An anvil that has broken 1,000 hammers. There it stands. Depend on it. The Bible demands no inquisition and requires no disguises. It does not shrink before the light of science, nor crouch abashed before the audit of scholarly tribunal. Rather does it seem to say, as it stands before us in its kingliness, all pride humbled, all profanity silenced in its majestic presence, Error fleeing as its approach. Superstition cowering before the lightning of its eye. I will arise and go forth, for the hour of my dominion is at hand. Quote by Morley Pashon. The word of the Lord. Whose word? It's the Lord, Jehovah. May we hide it in our hearts this morning.